Hello, boys. Katie here. Yes, I know. So much from me today and lately. Finally getting back into the groove of things. Yay! Now remember, if you want to find more lovely content from me, just go to discord.gg/pervertparadise. Now go ahead and just throw that into your URL or click the link below and you'll be taken to my lovely Discord server where there's many other taboo creators, including myself. It truly is a pervert's paradise. Now, let me go ahead and say a little disclaimer. Remember, this is just a fantasy. I am not actually a misogynistic whore. Now, if that doesn't give you a clue to what my audio is about today, let's just say there's many women out there who have a very specific fantasy. And what is that fantasy of? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's of being a whore. Being raped. Being taken. It's actually my personal favorite, by the way. Oh, yes. Personal favorite. Well, let's get started, shall we? Yes. I know, I can't wait either. Now get that cock hard. Let's go. Oh, it's been a long day at work. Well, at the rally at least. I can't believe they held it in the Hilton again. 35 years old, and this is my career. Now, I love fighting for women's rights. I love being a feminist. But I'm so lonely. And lately, I just haven't been able to stop thinking about how bad, well, I'm ashamed to say it, but how bad I just want a man to take me. Not even a man, but a young boy. God, I know what's wrong. I'm a feminist. I fight for women's rights. I just did a rally, a passionate one. And why is it all I can think about is that 15-year-old boy in the audience? I feel like he was undressing me with his eyes. And I loved it. I loved every second of it. It's hard being a strong, independent woman out in public. But then deep inside, I just want to be controlled. I want to be spanked. I want to be told what to do for change. Oh God, I don't know. I'll have to keep this a secret. But the entire time at the rally, all I could think about was that 15-year-old boy's eyes undressing me. I know he was thinking about what I looked like without my suit on. And I liked it. God, it got me so wet. Ah, fuck. I wonder if he's still here. No, I can't do that. I can't. God, I can't fucking do that. What is wrong with me? Fuck. I don't know. I better get back inside, though. Even though the rally is over, last thing I want is the other ladies to catch me smoking. I know they would just tell me everything about how bad it is for me, and I just don't want to fucking hear it right now. I put my cigarette out in the public ashtray. I walk back into the hotel. You can hear my heels as they click clack across the floor, the beautiful mosaic tile floor they have in the lobby, the fireplace crackling. All of a sudden, my heart stops. I look. We lock eyes. I see him, the boy from the audience, the one that was undressing me with his eyes. I can't believe it. I can't believe he's still here. I walk over, looking around frantically to making sure nobody sees me. I touch his hand. I bend down and I whisper in his ear, "You want to go up to my room with me?" He looks at me surprised. I whisper again, "You want to go up to my room with me?" He nods his head, also looking around, making sure no one sees us. We run over to the elevator. As quickly as we can, we shuffle over there. Get in real quick. Practically shove him inside the elevator. I pick number 3 since my room's on the 3rd floor. Corporate credit cards will get you a pretty nice room. We get up there. I go by the vending machine. I ask him if he wants anything to drink. We both frantically look up and down the hallway. He nods his head, points to a Coke. I put the dollar in and it comes on down, grabs it out. We frantically get back to my room. I bring him inside and he sits down across from me in the 2 chairs. The bed right next to us, the big 52-inch flat screen on the wall. I ask him, "So, I noticed you." He nods. "I noticed you looking at me like that." He just kind of says, "Yeah, whatever. Of course I was." The answer shocked me. I look at him. "Of course you were? Well, you know, you really shouldn't be undressing women with your eyes. This is not very, it's not very professional." "Oh, well, His tone starts becoming really dominant with me. "I mean, you're only 15 years old. We really shouldn't be, we shouldn't be doing anything." He grabs me by the back of my head and leans in for a really passionate kiss. I realize that I'm kissing a 15-year-old boy. I push away from him. But he grabs me again and pulls me in close. I can't believe what's happening. "But this is so wrong. I can't do this with you. You're only 15. I'm 35 years old. If someone finds out, then my career will be over." I close my mouth. I could feel myself dripping down there. Him taking over me is what I've always wanted. I think him being 15 is what makes this even hotter, even better. even more taboo. He bends me over and starts spanking me. I start to let go. Fuck! Do it harder! Harder! Come on, I know you can fucking do it. He gets me harder and harder. You can hear it as he spanks me as hard as possible. I know it's gonna leave a bruise in the morning and I don't care. His small body. It's not even that small, but he's just so young. So hot. I start telling him what to do to me. He listens, but he still keeps a certain dominance over me. I can't believe what's happening. He flips me over onto my back. He tears off my lacy panties. Completely rips them in half. Being ravished by a 15-year-old boy. I never thought anything like this could happen. I tell him to fuck me. Fuck me hard. Give me all you've got. What can that 15-year-old cock do for me? Show me. He gets it out. It's huge for a 15-year-old. Absolutely enormous. I can't believe my eyes. They get real big. He could tell I'm staring at it. He looks me in the eye. Catches my gaze. It's almost like he's looking into my soul. I could feel him press the head of his cock up against my cunt. Soaking wet. Rubbing it up against my clit. Fuck, it feels so good. I look at him again. But this is so wrong. But it feels so good. Fuck, yes, just do it, just do it. He slams it inside of me. Hard, thrusting. God, he's so young and full of energy. I haven't experienced anything like this in my entire life. Being a women's right activist, a feminist, usually this isn't what we're supposed to do, but maybe deep inside. Maybe deep down inside, we all just want to be fucked. Especially by a young, hard, teenage boy. He's on top of me, fucking me harder than I ever have been before. Oh, God. I keep yelling out how wrong it is, but how good it fucking feels. I keep telling him to go faster. I can feel myself getting ready to come. I feel his cock pulsing and twitching inside of me. I tell him, get me fucking pregnant. Put a baby in me. Come on, do it. It's not like you'll have to raise it anyway. He nods his head quietly. I feel him coming. I feel myself pulsing around his cock, tightening around it. We're coming together in unison. God, this feels so fucking good. I never thought a 15-year-old's cum would feel so good inside of my 35-year-old cunt. After he slides his cock out of me, covered in my cunt juice. And all of that 15-year-old jizz practically using me as a little cum dump. I look up at him. He says, "Well, that's what you wanted, right?" "Well, yeah. Yes. Yes, God, I'm so confused." I guess secretly maybe I am a misogynist. Maybe I really just want to be used. Used by young boys like you. I leave him my phone number. I tell him to call me, come back to my room anytime to fill my holes. Make me remember that I truly am just a walking fleshlight to be used again and again by him. He gets dressed and walks out of the room, taking his soda with him that I bought. I lay back on the bed. I turn on the TV. And I sit there and remember the whole encounter with a smile on my face. It's telling myself, I guess women truly are meant to be used by men. We truly are meant to serve them. Of course, I'll never tell anyone else. I'll keep up my feminist appearance. But deep inside, I'll always be truly a misogynist, a service, a servant of the patriarchy, a gender traitor. Well, boys, I hope you enjoyed that one. And shout out to the person that ordered this. They didn't really give me a lot to go off of. But I really, really, really enjoy this. This was really fun. And this was super fun. It was just like entertaining, interesting. I loved it. I hope you loved it too. And I hope you all enjoyed this. Remember, it's just a fantasy. Just a nasty Katie Starling fantasy. All right. Have a good evening, boys. And remember, you're not a bad person just because you get off to some fun, depraved shit. All right. Have a good evening. Good night, boys. Good night, pervs. Good night, ladies. Good night, whoever you are.